Welcome, 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 everyone. Thank you for joining Whiplash Talk today. I am your host, Sunshine, and I am so excited that you've decided to join me today. If you're new to the channel, if you're new to the podcast, welcome. You're always welcome. Whiplash Talk is about things that cause you to go, wait, what? What happened? What was that whiplash that just happened? Everything from when I first started the show, from losing two very dear people in my life, to what is going on with the world, and what was this past leadership we had in the United States, and wow, look at what's going on with the current leadership in the United States. So I just want to encourage you to just go find your favorite beverage and join me for an hour. If you're driving down the highway, I hope your hour goes fast and you just move down the highway really quickly. I first wanted to mention to you guys that, just give you an update on me a little bit. I was able to finish the quilt that I made from Bill's shirts and jeans for his daughter. I was able to finish that, got the quilt label sewed on, and was able to deliver that to the family. It was so good to see some of the family members, and I got to hug on and love on his new grandson that's just a little over a year old now. So it was so fun and it just warmed my heart and filled me with such peace and love and joy. So it was a super wonderful time to be able to see the family members that I got to see and to love on that little baby, that little 1 year old. So it was fun. It's also good for me knowing the history. I'll just give a little history. 2 years ago, give or take a few months, my mother passed away. We were best friends. We were two peas in a pod. The apple didn't fall far from the tree. We would finish each other's sentences. There wasn't a day that didn't go by that we didn't either text or call or send a joke or a picture to each other. She truly was my best friend, and I was hers. And so that was a huge loss in my life that caused quite a bit of a whiplash. And the partner that I had in my life at the time, his name was Bill, and he was there for me just to kind of, you know, help me walk through, encourage me. I walked through it, but he was there to encourage me and to be there when I needed someone to kind of bounce stuff off of. He was battling, from the time I knew him, he was battling stage 4 metastasized colon cancer. He was given a 5% chance of making it, and he made it 6 years plus, give or take. And he died a year after my mom died. And so it was kind of a 1-2 punch. Just about the time I felt like my lungs could fill with air again, Bill passed. And so fast forward to what I was talking about, I made a baby quilt for the new baby that I was talking about out of Bill's clothes. And then I made another quilt for one of his daughters that took me up on my offer to make quilts for the family. So that's the quilt I was able to deliver. That's the baby I was able to see. And it was a beautiful day. We had a lovely lunch. It was fun. And so, but it was good for me to close that chapter because, you know, there's a process you go through and then you close the chapter and you move on. And it was kind of a happy, I'll still get to see and keep in touch with some of the family members, but it was good closure for me. So I just wanted to update you guys on that. I believe the quilt was a big hit. And so that's good. It was filled with love and lots of good energetics from Dad. So I also wanted to just update you guys a little bit. I was able to get the maiden issue of my Journey mini mag uploaded on my show page. So it's at bbsradio.com/whiplashtalk. That is where you are able to go and purchase for $10 a mini mag magazine that I put together. I'm actually pretty pleased with it. It looks pretty cool. It has this one, it doesn't have any recipes in it or anything like that, but the next ones that come, you never know what'll be in there. It might be recipes or gardening secrets or quilting ideas, or beginning quilting 101, or it might be what I like to do when I'm at the ocean or at a lake or in the woods. It might be funny stories that I've written. I've written some short stories, one about my grandpa and one about my grandma, and those might you might see those in there. It's just updates on Carolina, getting to know things about me and how you can spend more time with me and get to know me a little better when I'm not on the air. So there's a little story at the front that's just getting to know me a little better. I have a lot of people that reach out and they want to get to know me and communicate, and I do my best to try to communicate with all of you. But I thought this might be another way that you guys can reach out and spend some time with Sunshine and get to know me a little better. There's one of me and a lot of you. So I appreciate each and every one of you that reach out to me through BBS Radio. It's so fun to hear from you and to hear your stories and to hear how I've touched your life or how different shows have made you feel or warmed your heart or maybe even people that you'd like to hear on the show. I have also a pretty cool thing coming up I'll talk about later in the show. It's a special guest that we're going to have on next May 24th show. So that'll be super exciting as well. But I'd like to get into For the People dot space. That is a pretty big resource right now, and it is hot and hot right now with so much disclosure going on and what's going on behind the scenes with national intelligence, with stuff going on behind the scenes with United States Space Force, Cheyenne Mountain, what's going on in the blue states, and what's going on in sanctuary cities with the leaders that are over those sanctuary cities. There's a lot of information, a lot of disclosure going on. And I just want to encourage you for the people dot space. One to really look at that I think would help a lot of people out there that are maybe just a little new to maybe the Patriot or the truther side of things, but also more into the Q followers that you find here on BBS Radio and then on our syndicated stations across really the world. So I really want to encourage everybody to use this resource. It's incredible and it's oddly unknown to a lot of people. So I want to encourage you to reach out and tell your friends. There's a lot of information in here about the Tren de Aragua and MS-13, who they were created by, the CIA, and why they were created to blackmail senators, congressmen, leaders, family members, elite people inside different states. And then it continues to just go on and just dig deeper about how now the FBI heads and investigative departments are all individually, all across the world, different FBI departments are looking at all the evidence and all the videos and trying to put together this huge, gigantic investigation on what has been going on and how they are going to, how Kash Patel and others are going to break down what's been going on and who's been driving it and who's still driving it and how to go about taking care of that. They want to find out all the different victims inside each state, each country, and all the perpetrators. There's literally thousands and thousands and thousands of videos and terabytes of documents and recordings and videos. So much evidence that they need the worldwide FBI forces. So it's a huge, massive undertaking with many, many victims. And so just know that maybe, obviously, the mainstream media is not covering this, But it's coming out. The military ops are going to go after Fauci. And the reason Trump placed Fauci as the head of COVID was a setup. And it's game theory operations. And so I just want to encourage you to dig and get in here and feel what resonates with you, because it's talking about everything that happened all the way back to, Centers of Disease Control in Wuhan. Side note on Wuhan, the day that was announced, and I was not red-pilled at the time. I was very light pink-pilled. I was barely into the know on this. And the minute that I heard that Wuhan happened, immediately it came into my spirit. It was like clunk, locked in, that it was a bioweapon. And I was like, I have no idea where that came from, but it was just a knowing that I knew. At the time, I didn't know where it came from. And it was a knowing that I knew. And all of the bio labs and the banking system stuff that's going on, and how the gain of function was moving around. And it's incredible what they have covered here on forthepeople.space/heroes-in-action. But I encourage you to get on forthepeople.space and just start digging. It's so deep on the knowledge that you can gain and the disclosure that is happening and has happened. And it'll help bring you up to speed a lot faster. Things are going to get crazy looking, crazy looking out there. And it would be nice for as many people that are listening to be able to have a little insight, so the shock when it happens is not so outrageous. There's something they put on here that has a picture of Fauci and Bill Gates, and there's a sign that says, "When you try to kill everyone with a plandemic, but accidentally cause a mass awakening," and it kind of makes me laugh. I guess I shouldn't laugh, but it does make me laugh. A while back, and they weren't disclosing any of the females that were involved because, protecting them. And now I'm starting to see names of people that are out there that are actually bringing the thunder, and they're cleaning house, guys. And for those of us that have known this coming for a long time, it's good to see that they feel comfortable enough to mention more, share more, disclose more, because it's all a shell game. It's all, in my words, that's my words, it's all a white hats have good and bad, and black hats have good and bad. And so it's a double agent, triple agent kind of thing. If you think of a spy game, if you think of, James Bond kind of situation. We should come up with a James Bond name for what's going on right now. That would be so fun. Yeah, that would be really fun. Side note, sorry. So I am looking at the things that Pam Bondi is doing and that Tulsi Gabbard is doing, and they are taking them on. That they are going all the way back to Pfizer, all the way back to Big Pharma, Johnson and Johnson, all the big names, the global techs financing Zuckerberg, people financing this, all is moving slowly towards Bill Gates, slowly back to the operations of Microsoft that was beginning these ops in the early 2000s. So there's a huge setup taking place, and it's unfolding. It's unfolding. There's a lot of information out there about and actual pictures of people that you thought were your first lady, that really were your first man. You can dig, you can find it. There are pieces talking about Canada and what's going on behind the scenes there. And I encourage Canada, stand strong. Just stand strong. Sometimes we have to go through the fire to get to the other side, but just know it's a purifying fire. And the dross will float to the top and be scooped off, and then you'll be pure. So hold on. The collapse is going to happen inside of Canada, but a lot of people are going to rise against the government system. And this moment is important to expose the full corruption of what was happening with the plandemic, the censorship, the control over the Canadian people, the banking systems. A lot of this is going to be exposed. And remember, it's kind of hard to explain, but they're saying here in For the People dot space that like Canada is 2 years behind the US operations. So what was happening with the Biden administration collapse, this collapse is happening now inside of Canada and the UK and the EU Union. It's all meant to happen to expose the truth and the corruption of their state officials, the state elites, the government systems, and expose the intel agencies in their countries. So you can kind of look at it as a little bit of a parade, and the US is at the front of the parade with the flag leading the march, and these other countries are behind. So they're going through it. So we're with you guys. We love you, and we're going through it as well, but we're starting to see some relief. We're starting to see some disclosure coming out, and I just want to encourage you, hold on. Believe in source in you, believe in divine source, divine creation, believe in Q. He's got this. We've got this time. And there's a powerful movement that Trump is doing exposing the pandemic. And it's going to reach into all those countries that I mentioned. Now, all the countries are going to initiate their storm operations like what we've had going on here. And that's going to lead to arrests of the elite. Everything is a domino effect that you're going to watch, and history repeats itself. If you go back in time, even look at, if you can find accurate information, going back and looking at Egyptian times, things came in, things got corrupted, and it wiped it out. So this time we've got it. We've got it, guys. So it will pass, and there's going to be a huge celebration inside your countries with the exposure of the pandemic, the virus, and the arrest wars will also take place inside of your countries. This is the plan to save the world. This is what 17 is telling you about. For those that are new to the channel or new to Q, 17 is another name for Q. So there's so much going on about that the US actually funded biolabs around the world, the Wuhan lab, and the dangerous kinds of research that in many examples have resulted in a pandemic or some major health crisis. So I'm just wanting to encourage you all that are listening. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And we are in this together, and we will make a difference. We will help others through this. For those of you that are that were in the blackouts in Europe, it was all staged. It was a deep state operation. Their plans aren't going to plan as operations as expected. So just know that even though they're blaming Russia, it's not Russia. The deep state operations inside the European Council and heads of the Belgium headquarters have been trying hard to get the several countries with blackouts to blame Russia for the attack. But the White House inside the countries are rejecting the narration of cyber attack on Russia. Now, several agencies in the blackout countries are inside a huge conflict with the European Union Council and intelligence reports by Belgium. This is in forthepeople.space. The conflict of reports and outcome has blamed outside human interference phenomenon events, including Russia cyber attack and solar power collapse and wind power collapse. The nuclear power generators, the wind generators, the hydropower generators were all shut off intentionally days before and hours before the blackout. So now the EU transmission system operators and at the national level and coordinated by the European network of transmission system operators for electricity are all inside a war with each other and looking for blame and excuses as several department heads through the countries will not go along with the Russia cyber attack narration being pushed. So if you guys are familiar with, I'm going to take a side note here on this article. If you're familiar with Michael Diem and his show on BBS Radio on Thursday nights, it's called Bard's Rise. And he's talked about how our friend Mermaid has said, if we just gently push back, not riot, not get aggressive, but if we just gently push back against the system, against the matrix, against what's being, you know, pushed on us, that it's so weak right now that it will fall. And so I encourage you to gently, respectfully, in your own authority, push back. Don't get in trouble. Don't cause a fight. Don't stir the pot. Just peacefully and respectfully push back. The article goes on to say, through several of these blackout countries, they know what was intentional. Let me see. Through several of these blackout countries, they know out what was intentional stand down of electrical power distributions, intentional man-made creative blackouts. So there's a massive confusion between the countries on what narration to put out as they are fighting each other on the obvious confusion happening and top leaders refusing to blame Russia. So any time can happen in this moment if the globalist CIA and MI6, Mossad, if the Mossad, any of these let's just say any of the globalist CIA, MI6, and Mossad decide to try a bigger blackout event or start killing resisting leaders and sending a message through blackmail operations. So I want to encourage you to open your eyes and ask your spirit to just open your eyes and command your spirit to help you see clearly what truly is happening, because it's not being shown in mainstream media. The article I wanted to get to, it's called Huge, Gigantic, Massive, Massive Takedown. It was posted on April 30th, 2025. And forthepeople.space, and then Huge, Gigantic, Massive, Massive Takedown is really where I want you to go. And the subtitle is Full Force, Full Effect. It talks about Epstein is connected to everything in all countries. Imagine the subterfuge, sabotaging exposure. There are pictures, there are articles, and it talks about all of the different people that are connected through Jeffrey Epstein. It goes into talking about the sex trafficking syndicate Victoria's Secret, about to have their secrets exposed. It talks about the secret Epstein slave, sex slave survivors hiding in wait for public reveal of massive Mossad sex operations, identifying and exposing abusers caught in the act on film. Hello, Netflix. Victims also being identified, reparations are in order. So, if you're wondering why it took so long for, let's say, Hunter Biden's laptop to finally, get to the right hands. Thank you, Kesh Patel, getting all of those things moving. You can look at why have the Epstein files not come out? And then you would say, well, if it's being held up, who is it being held up by? And if it's being held up by someone or multiple people or multiple agencies, who's behind that? So that's something that I would encourage you to ask yourself. This article also talks about climate change hoax and exposure, humiliating deep state demons, as they call them, as futile frauds owned by Satan. Talks about Signalgate, deep state sabotage games backfiring. Talks about the CIA creating and funding MS-13 and other violent gangs that's being exposed. Talks about the Mockingbird Media is the CIA. It's all mind control. That's being exposed. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. ATF and ICE join forces to arrest 300 alien gang members in one day, and it's continuing. That's my input. MS-13 and Tren D'Agua gang members singing like birds, exposing the Democratic Party for funding their crimes, and U.S. deep state military for sharing secret intelligence. Many unplayed deep state cards exposed, throwing their game. It's a huge scandal. Huge scandal. Democratic National Convention, banking system, CIA, ex-presidents, deep state military connected in corruption and exposed. There's a difference between deep state military and our military members that are solid. They're solid white hat. Talks about AOC caught funding cartels, protecting satanic gang members, and working with the criminal CIA to fulfill a military coup. It just goes on and on and on and on, guys. And it's naming names, telling you who they are, names that you are not going to believe. Names that were in leaderships that you thought were actually good for the country of the United States. And I really want to encourage you to go in and read and empower yourself to have the knowledge that is truly being discovered and unfolded and presented to you. It says on here to trust the plan. It's unfolding meticulously. There's a video on here to hear the whole video that was transcribed by Cat is the C. There's a whole video on here that was Cue the Storm Rider on Patreon. And so you can go listen to the video if you are a member of News Channel, a News 17 channel on Patreon. But she talks about the military leaks and the DOD are directly coming from people Obama put in place. Talks about AOC going to be arrested. Talks about many judges and lawyers and Democratic National Convention arrested. We've seen some of that. You haven't even begun to see it all. Epstein talks about cash in the Epstein files. Massive investigation over half the world. Buying children in France and in Spain, grooming them as little as 7 and 8 year olds into adulthood. And then the flight attendants on Epstein's plane were the children who grew up underneath him. it's just heartbreaking and nauseating. I just encourage you, it's just pages and pages and pages of disclosure. It talks about the Masons. It talks about the judges. It talks about the judges that are Masons. And it talks about how the military's coming soon to a city near you. Again, Bard's Rise, Michael Deem, he's talked about it. He's taught on it. He has video or slides that he's put together to show you the symbols, show you the handshakes, show you what's going on and how things are happening. And it's something that you need to be aware of. You will see it once you know what to look for. You will see it. How Condoleezza Rice set up USAID, and she was structuring all the finances to go through USAID to fund a lot of ops in Ukraine, the EU, and the US, the money laundering blackmail systems. Condoleezza Rice, right? So frustrating, so nauseating. Such a game. I really want off the Truman Show. I really want out of this. I want off of this holodeck, let's put it that way. So I'm not going to read it all to you. It's literally pages and pages and pages, but know that the current leadership in office in the United States is back in full force, and he does not have an auto pen. He actually does sign his actual name, and he is planting his flag. And I, for one, am very honored and very pleased and very humbled to be on that team and to be following him. Thank you, Q, so much for everything you're doing, for all of the sacrifices you have made. Thank you to all those that were in the battle that may have been on this side of the earth plane and are now no longer on this side, but for the warriors that have gone, for many past World War I, World War II, police officers, law enforcement officers, for those that are on the other side, thank you. Thank you for battling for us. Thank you for being there and seeing what is going on on the other side. It's not just a human war. It's big, it's massive. And we have enemies, but there's no reason to be in fear, because source in you is so powerful. Tap into who you are truly. Don't focus on the earth suit. Don't focus on the skin. Tap into who you are inside. Tap into source in you. If you need help with that, there are people that you can reach out to that can truly help you. You can go on Telegram and you can find Saskia. She actually does help people and can help people kind of tap into source within them. I've mentioned Lucia Nicola Evans many times. She is a very good resource to help work through maybe situations. She helped me work through the passing of my mother and the passing of Bill, and helped me kind of stay on track. And then there are people that are in this group that are, maybe they started out as patriots, or maybe they started out as truthers. And then with all the Q drops and all of the Q messages that were out there, then Q kind of came into that arena, and then you were enlightened to that side of things as well. So for those of you that are new to possibly the BBS radio station, it's bbsradio.com. And Saturday, we call it the Q Train, and there are many, many shows that are different focused areas by people that are Q true and true. And so if you're looking for some extra help on learning how do I, for instance, how do I get rid of all these thoughts in my head, and how do I get heart-centered? Creation Lightship is a great place to go look and to get help. There's a lot of free archives on there. There are a lot of healings on there too that you can invest in. But there are a lot of free archives on there. A lot of them were from BBS. And when Ron Amatron was doing a live radio show, those are very, very helpful. But the reason you want to, there's a command that we all do, and it's, I command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. The reason we do it and we say it out loud, we don't think it, is because the mind energy is what works against you. That's how you can be controlled, and that's how you can be manipulated. Because you just have all of these thoughts going on in your head, and they're just spinning, and we call it monkey mind. And so they're just spinning and going around in circles. But if you speak to your spirit, and when you say, I command my spirit, that wakes your spirit up to go, oh, 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 they're calling on me. What do they need? And then you say, I command my spirit, and they're waiting. And you say, to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. So you want to make all of your decisions through your heart center. You want to think through your heart center, which is backwards to the programming that we've had down here with all of the MK Ultra programming that we've had. You know, you're to think, you're to think it out, you're to think it through, you're to think, think, think. When really your source spirit in you is like a golden retriever puppy. It just wants to go and explore and do and see and learn. And wow, what is that? I got to go see what that is. That is what your spirit is within you. That is what you are to be making your decisions from. Not to be irresponsible, not to say, man, I'm just gonna not go to work, I'm not gonna do whatever. I'm not saying that. But if you can command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart, start making your decisions through your heart center. Here's an example. I feel really called to another geographic area. My head says, you own a house. Gas price there is double where it's at where you are. You're in a red state. That's a very blue state. A lot of people there, not a lot of people here. All of that. My head starts doing that. But my heart says, there's such peace there. And there's such good energy there on the land and the water and the mountains and the air. And that's where my heart yearns to be. And that is what source is for me. That's an example for me. I'm not saying that's your example. But if you have a decision coming up and you want to logically work it through your head, take those thoughts and run those thoughts by commanding your spirit to take those thoughts and drop them into your heart, and run that through your heart filter. Run that through source. Run that through your spirit within you. That is what we're trying to say. It's very important that you verbalize your commands, because if you just think them, it doesn't work. It keeps you in that mind energy, which you're trying to turn off and you're trying to get away from. So, for instance, here's a command that a friend told me about that I absolutely love, and I think it might help you. And it's, I command my spirit to interpret what my heart is saying. You say your commands three times, okay? So I command my spirit to interpret what my heart is saying. Third time. I command my spirit to interpret what my heart is saying. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. That has really, really helped me. I currently work a very stressful, high energy profession with things that will blow up and go sideways at a moment's notice. And you have to think fast on your feet on certain issues. You know, if there's a water line that broke, or if there's, you know, somebody just put a backhoe through your sanitary sewer line, that kind of stuff. You can't just go, let me go into my quiet time and I'll get back to you. You can't really do that. So I guess you could, but probably not wise. And I find that if I can just find a couple of commands where I can say, I command my spirit to interpret what my heart is saying. My heart says, do a good job. Serve the company you work for well. Be honest, be integrous, use the knowledge that you do have on how to handle this, but don't get caught up in the head game of, oh my gosh, I can't believe that contractor did that. Stay in your peace energy and give yourself permission. I control my spirit to interpret what my heart is saying. So your heart's saying, be good at what you do. Be confident in who you are. Serve with a meek spirit and a humble heart. And help. Help where you can help because you have the skills and abilities to do so. I hope that helps bring you a different perspective to what heart to mind drop is for me. I'm sure for other people, they would describe it a different way. But sometimes it takes hearing it three or four different ways to three or four different people, and then you realize, wow, I had never heard it that way before. That clicked for me. So that's my intent in sharing that with you, to maybe it made sense to somebody else now. I think it's also really important to write down your commands. Do them 2 or 3 times a day. I will be the first to admit to you, I am not holier than thou. I do not have my quiet time as I should all the time. Sometimes I'm running out the door and I'm doing my commands as I'm going down the highway. I'm just being honest. I have a trip that I'm on that I will be doing commands in the middle of an airport. And yes, I'll be doing them out loud. Now, will I be screaming them from the top of my lungs? No, because they'd probably throw me in jail for being crazy. But, you know, it's okay. It's okay if, oh man, I didn't get my commands done before I got out the door. Don't beat yourself up. Love yourself. And say, you know what? I've got my commands and notes on my electronic leash that I call my phone. And sometimes I'll pull them up, and I don't do all of them all the time, but I do the ones that I feel that I need. And so I encourage you to tap into that a little bit. The very first command that I do is the head to heart drop. I command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. That's the very first one I do. I always do all the commands 3 times. That is the way they're to be done. And so I encourage you to find the ones that work for you. The second one I do, another one I do that's really important, is I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. That is the energy. That's your source energy. That's your golden retriever. That's your golden retriever energy. Kind of odd way to explain it. But the more you increase your life force energy, the less area there is for I don't want to I know I sound odd here. How do I put this in layman's terms? Help me, source. The more you increase your life force energy, the more light you have in you, the less opposition you get. We'll put it that way. So the less monkey mind you'll hear. The more you increase your light and you keep your light full within you and expand it within you, the more light you have inside of you. So I command my spirit to increase my life force energy is one that I do 3 times. And then I command my spirit to carry all my light within me is another one I do 3 times. And then I command my spirit to expand my body of light. So I'm just wanting to be full to overflowing and have no room for opposition. I just want to be full of light. And then I command my spirit to interpret what my heart is saying. And then I slow down and listen. What are you saying? What are you saying? My head's saying, you're crazy to pick up and go right now with the economy. My heart is saying, I want to go home. I want to go home. So I encourage you. I encourage you. Another command I do that I put together that some people might think is silly, but I like it. I love animals and I understand animals. And so when I say, there's a post on forthepeople.space that really resonated with me. And it was talking about source within you. Spirit is like a golden retriever puppy. Like I explained earlier, you know, playful and exciting and oh my gosh, what is that? Oh, that's a flower. I've got to go smell that flower. You know, that kind of puppy attitude where they're, you know, stumbling over their puppy paws. That is the spirit that dwells in you. That is you. The spirit is you. And the earth suit is really not you. That is just a covering to house and hold your spirit. And so your spirit, you talk to it. It's your friend. It's your best friend. And so one of my commands that I do is I command my spirit. Remember, it wakes them up. Okay, pay attention, puppy, pay attention. I command my spirit to have a beautiful, playful, wonderful day. I command my spirit to have a beautiful, playful, wonderful day. I command my spirit to have a beautiful, playful, wonderful day. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. So I know people are probably like, what is the purpose of that? The purpose is to have a beautiful, playful, wonderful day. No matter what comes your way, no matter if a dog steals your play toy or if you're still wanting to stay outside and you have to go inside, I command my spirit to have a beautiful, playful, wonderful day. So I command prime creation for all of us to have a beautiful, playful, wonderful day. I command prime creation for all of us to have a beautiful, playful, wonderful day. I command prime creation for all of us to have a beautiful, playful, wonderful day. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. There are some other things that I wanted to talk about. Man, time is flying by, guys. There are some other things I really wanted to talk about. Then maybe I'll just hit on them. I talked about forthepeople.space and the quilt delivered. Creation Lightship and its purpose during ascension, that's something else to look for on Creation Lightship. Why are they here? Why are they here now? What is their purpose? Something really, really important to check into. Again, I want to mention the May maiden issue of my new mini magazine called Journey. So this is Whiplash Talk, and this whole show has been about my journey. And so I've got a mini mag. It's got pictures. It's got articles that my cats wrote to be a part of the thing. And it's just fun. It's just funny. There's pictures of butterflies in my garden and Just it's going to be any and everything sunshine. And so the first maiden issue is now up on my show page, bbsradio.com/whiplash, WHIPLASH talk. And it's just $10. You can download the PDF, super easy if you are interested in that. If you are not, that's fine too. I just wanted to be able to reach out to all of those that reach out to me and just give them a little bit more of me, because there's one of me and a lot of you. And so I just wanted to stay in touch. The all my sponsors and all my supporters through BBS Radio, thank you. Thank you. You help us keep these shows going, and you help us support BBS Radio. They're incredible, and what they're doing behind the scenes to upgrade and to modify the BBS station is, it's mind-boggling. So proud of them, and it's going to be something that everybody wants to be a part of. I will say, if anybody out there listening to my voice has thought about doing a podcast or doing a radio program or doing a TV program, BBS Radio and TV is the place to go. It's the place to be. They do not censor. You can come on here. You've got people that are Q followers. You've got people that are involved in their church. You've got people that want to talk gardening. You've got people that want to talk about the news and what's going on, and they are not censored. And so I strongly encourage you to reach out to me through Whiplash Talk. You can reach out to me at sunshine at BBS Radio, Bravo Bravo Sierra Radio.com. And I can help you get you the information you need for starting your own show and help you get on the air. We would love to have you as a part of the BBS family. So, all you podcasters out there, all you people in radio and TV land, come see us. Come talk to me. I can help. And then I want to encourage you guys. I said a little teaser at the beginning, and we're getting to the end of the show. I want to let you know that we are going to have an exciting new guest speaker on the show on the May 24th show. It's going to be at 2 p.m. Central, which is my normal runtime. And the guest speaker is an author of two books. One is called Invaded, and the recent one that was just released is called Treason. Most of you guys probably already know who this person is, but I will tell you his name is J.J. Carroll, and he is amazing. He is going to be so fun to have on the show. He was former Border Patrol, worked his way up through the masses, and was a 24 career member of the U.S. Border Patrol. He was down in the San Diego area, and he worked as a journeyman agent, and then a supervisory agent, and then a deputy patrol agent in charge. He has stories that will blow your mind. If you've read the book Invaded, it talks about the intentional destruction of the American immigration system. And it talks about how, like, in the final year of the Trump presidency, America's borders were within reach of being completely secure, as the daily arrests had dwindled to the lowest numbers in United States Border Patrol history. It also talks about nations south of our border, which once violated America's sovereignty and blatantly disrespected it, now adhere to our strong president who forced those nations to heal and show America respect. On January 20th, 2021, everything changed since the inauguration of President Biden. He intentionally destroyed the American immigration system through the manipulation of Department of Homeland Security policies and laws. Never before in our American history has our nation been invaded by millions of foreigners, all with the encouragement and direct assistance of the American government. The once proud Border Patrol has been forced to participate in the unlawful smuggling of millions of illegal aliens to their final destinations across America. Morale within the DHS does not exist. So that was the first book he wrote. It wrote about immigration and the trafficking and just the morale for the U.S. Border Patrol. Just it was crazy what they were asking them to do and to partake and just moving them through like cattle. And so it'll be really interesting to hear him talk about that. But I really want him to promote his new book out. It's brand new. It's called Treason: The Biden Administration's Strategic and Malicious Destruction of Americans' Sovereignty. So those of you that are sovereign, I think you guys really know who this person is, but I encourage you to pull your friends over to listen to this show. There will not be a lot of Q train conversation. It's totally going to be focused on his books, his experience out there, and the intentional act of opening the borders of the United States of America is treason. And in the book that he wrote, it says the evidence of this treason will be presented as it would be by a federal agent as a criminal case to an assistant United States attorney. Detailed evidence will be provided, it is provided in this book, describing what the manifestation of this crime has wrought against American cities and towns. A case will be laid out of treason against Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Alejandro Mayorkas, and the administrative state that controls our government. You guys, I'm so excited about this upcoming interview. May 24th on BBS Radio, Station 1. So bbsradio.com, Station 1, May 24th, 2 p.m. Central Time. Do not miss this interview. I'm so excited. I also have some other invites out there. I'm trying to get a hold of a couple of people that I've crossed paths with to see if we can get them on, some of the truthers, some of the patriots to come over and talk. And I'll keep you posted. So I love, love, love you guys. And I don't say that just because I'm on the show and that's what I'm supposed to do. I truly love you guys. We're all different and we all resonate differently with each other. But if you're on this show and you're listening, know that Sunshine has a heart for you and loves you and respects you and appreciates you and sees you. And more importantly, I feel you when I'm doing my show. Thank you for your love through these last couple of years, this last year of being on the show. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you for crying with me and thank you for laughing with me. Thank you for being there for me and sending me encouraging notes, for financially supporting me. Go get that copy of Journal. If you have it in your budget, go get that copy. I think you'll like it. I put it together. I've had a lot of great feedback on it, and I would love to hear from you on what you think. Wee Woo is asleep in front of the computer, and so she is laying in front of the monitor, and she's decided that it's time to take a nap during the show. And I've got 1 minute to say goodbye. Much love, beautiful, beautiful love to you. Sunshine is out. Take it away, BBS.